It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today is Monday. It's the 20th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown sunshine and 47 degrees.
Emergency traffic continues on southbound I-15 in Utah County. I'm Ricky Meese.
We begin this hour with a developing story. So many unanswered questions this morning now that a body that appears to be Gabby Petito has been found in Wyoming while police search for her boyfriend in Florida.
Just watching the press conference, it's just my worst nightmare. I wish we could have helped her.
We ask that you all respect the privacy as they mourn the loss of their daughter.
The medical examiner will do an autopsy this week to confirm the body is Petito's. We have team coverage spread out around the country, and we begin with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, investigators say they felt confident enough that it was her to come forward with this information. The FBI making the announcement that searchers had found this body near Grand Teton National Park, matching the description of Gabby Petito.
As every parent can imagine, this is an incredibly difficult time for the family and friends. Our thoughts and prayers are with them.
And family members saying they do appreciate all the support in searching for Gabby, and now as they grieve at this time. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're also getting new details this morning about the location where Petito's body was found. Let's go live to Jackson, Wyoming, where KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt continues our team coverage. Nick?
Tim, Amanda, good morning to you both. Spread Creek is the area in question. It's a dispersed camping area northeast of Jackson Hole Resort, about a 43-mile drive from there. Investigators believe Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie parked her van there close to the end of last month. The FBI canvassed the area yesterday and actually had to cross the creek where they set up a canopy tent and then started taking photographs. Unfortunately, the announcement of a body found matching the description of Gabby Petito came shortly after that. It's unclear right now why the body was found on the other side of the creek from where people normally park and set up camp. Reporting live outside Jackson, Wyoming, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The discovery at Spread Creek came after KSL's own Dave Colley, host of the Cold Podcast, identified that area as a likely search zone last Thursday, 2 days before the FBI publicly revealed they were focusing their attention there.
The information that had first pointed me to Spread Creek came from the campsite research and review app Gabby had used. It's called The Dirt. Now I'm looking at the other locations Gabby had marked to see where else she and Brian Laundrie might have stayed. I think it's important because it's possible their domestic violence situation in Moab, Utah last month might not have been a one-off, so I would like to hear from anyone who saw them in or around Idaho Falls, Alpine, Hoback, or Jackson.
You can share any sightings of Brian Laundrie, Gabby Petito, or their van in those areas with us by emailing cold@ksl.com.
Utah Attorney Greg Skordas says that Wyoming authorities will be in charge of any possible charges.
The crime is charged where the crime occurred. If she was killed in Wyoming, that's where charges will be brought. Whether he lives in Florida, whether they drove through Utah, whether they drove through Colorado, it doesn't matter. If she was the victim of a homicide or of a criminal act in Wyoming, then Wyoming would have jurisdiction, and that's where the charges would be brought.
Skordas also says he expects a lot will happen in Wyoming in the coming weeks, with police looking at the potential for homicide charges.
Where is Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie? We continue our team coverage in Florida with ABC's Andrew Dimbert, where the search for Laundrie resumes this morning.
Investigators named Laundrie a person of interest in Gabby's disappearance after he drove the van back to his parents' house in Florida without Gabby. Now, investigators are searching for Laundrie at this nature preserve in Florida where he frequently hikes. According to Laundrie's family, they last saw him on Tuesday with a backpack heading to the preserve. They say they picked up Laundrie's car from the preserve on Thursday after seeing a note on the vehicle from the police department saying it needed to be removed.
Coming up on the KSL In-Depth, we'll hear more from Andrew Dimbert, who spoke this morning with Brian Laundrie's sister.
KSL's top national stories this hour. In Texas, the Del Rio Port of Entry is still temporarily closed amid a surge of migrants. Local Border Patrol agent and union rep Brandon Judd tells ABC News most of the migrants may actually be granted entry to the U.S.
It's on a case-by-case basis, but generally speaking, if you're a single adult, you're amenable to Title 42. You're amenable to immediate expulsion. If you're a family unit, and three-quarters of these people are family units, most likely they will be allowed to stay.
Title 42, by the way, a Trump-era rule that allows officials to block entry into the country due to the pandemic.
Many residents in the higher elevations will want to cover their plants tonight to keep them from freezing. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the change in our weather. Heather?
Well, Amanda, temperatures are expected to drop into the upper 20s in the mountain valleys across the state. The National Weather Service issued a hard freeze warning in several areas, including Heber City, Manti, and Logan. Experts are advising people to bring their potted plants indoors this evening and water your outdoor plants this afternoon. They say moist soil actually insulates plants. And don't forget about any plumbing, which may be exposed. Forecasters say valleys along the Wasatch Front shouldn't see frost, as temperatures will hover around 40 degrees. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.